Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show today. We're excited that you've decided to join us and that you are listening in. If you are near your computer and you'd like to watch us, you may do so by going to our live broadcast at ustream.tv. And if you're a member of WOMANAC Now, then you know where to go. Go to the homepage and you will see us there live. We got some awesome things in store for you on today. Today we're going to be talking about, or all this month actually, we'll be talking about next level leadership or the power of leadership. And so we're so excited about this particular topic and that you are joining us on today. We want to encourage those of you who may be listening to us for the first time to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com so that you can learn more about our organization, as well as give me a call at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407. I'd like to talk to you more about our organization, as well as give you a promo code for a 30-day free trial so that you can try us out. You know what? Not try us out, so that you can try out your dreams for free. Try out moving through the execution gap, getting into your life's purpose and walking it out by allowing us to coach you through. And you know what? We'd love to do it. So I want to encourage you to give us a call today. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter to learn all about what we do here at WOMANAC Now. You can connect with us by going to Coach Anna McCoy or WOMANAC Now. So today we're going to be talking about visionary leadership. We've got an awesome guest in store for you today later on. She is our own Do-It Girl for the month, and that is Roz Knighton. She'll be joining us later in the call. But right now we want to talk to our coach. She's been doing quite a few things, and I'm sure she has a lot to share with us about next-level leadership. So, Coach Anna, how are you today?
I am absolutely excellent.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much.
And the broadcast.
Thank you very much. All right, people, I want you to know you are loved and appreciated today, and I know some of you are trying to figure out what is going on with Coach Anna, okay? Well, if you're watching us by live broadcast, you know, I'm doing this natural thing. Shawnee is too, but she took care of her hair today, and I didn't. So I'm trying to do the natural thing, and I tell you, I just don't know if I can make it, people. Perms are calling my name. My husband said, honey, you need to get some chemicals.
You can do so, it, Coach.
Huh?
You can do it, Coach.
I don't think so, Shauna. I appreciate you encouraging me, but I don't think I'm going to make it, lady. So I want you to pray for me. Pray my strength in the Lord. Ah, in my hair. In my hair, people. In
hey,
my hair.
That's nice.
Well, here's the deal. Today we're going to talk about really the power to lead. The power to lead from the perspective of really equipping you, I think, with things that can help you be a better leader. I want to share just a few things from our WOMANAC Now blog, the WAN word, what we call the WAN word of the day, and I want to empower you with some of these opportunities so that you can, just little tidbits, that you can have the power to lead. When I think about leadership, you know, we've talked about this, and leadership is really has more to do with obtaining followers through influence than anything. If you heard our program from last week, you want to go back and listen to that. That was a rebroadcast because I was in Jamaica. But the power to lead, when I think about the power to lead, it's really leading from where you are. That's really the power to lead. I had an opportunity this week to talk to a group of individuals with a leadership organization as well as with United Way, and just sharing, it's really that pathway to success, you know, that opportunity that's available to you really as a leader, as a person of opportunity, as a person of power. And I think it really is leading from where you are. And as we lead from where we are, it's really a very difficult task, you know, to be the leader, to rise up and be the leader. And on Monday's call, I talked about how important it was to lead from behind, lead where you are, lead from behind. You know, to get leadership or to own it, really it is to your ability to obtain followers through influence. And basically you have to have an ability to have people believe that you know what you're talking about or that you can provide some guidance or that you have some influence. And influence, in my opinion, is really your ability to get someone to do what you've asked them to do. So you don't have to be at the top of the organization, the top of the family. You know, oftentimes, you know, when we think about being submitted to our husbands, you know, some of the old wives tell, say, you know, he's the head, but you know what turns the head?
The neck.
Is the neck. And so learn how to be a good neck in the relationship so that you can be a part of the influence to get the head or the leadership to be able to do some of the things that you perceive are really important. Here's some of the things that I think define leadership. It's really a person with vision. And I'm not talking oftentimes. I want to bring it down to our level of leadership. When I think about leadership, I'm thinking about in defining what leadership is, it really is providing vision and motivating people. Mm-hmm. It's a very simple process. Most people perceive it to be a person with vision, you know, where it's a big project or something. But it's very, very simple. When you have problems in your life, can you be the person that have a vision to see the solution to the problem? And can you motivate other people to be able to take an action or to be able to see what you see, to see that there is hope, that there is opportunity, that there is something bigger, but we can get ourselves out of this. Can you be that person? And that's really when you see that kind of energy occur, whether it's one, two, or three people in an environment or a group, and it happens every day, and that's why acts of leadership are so important. For example, if you run into a problem or a person who may have a problem, like I'll give you an example of my neighbor, young neighbor, they're the children of one of my neighbors, and they had a flat tire. So a leadership act is going over and showing them that we can do this. We can just find something to do it. Why don't we get this? Because the problem was we had a jack that wasn't the right jack. So what could we do? Is there any way to solve this problem? Well, let's go get this, or you call this person, or we can kind of figure this out. Let's try to figure it out together. And can you motivate people to take an action and to be a part of the team? That's what's so important when it talks about having the power to lead. And you know that word power, when we think about power, of being an agent of power, that's honoring the people, accepting them as the gift that they are to you in that moment, not in your life. Everything, you know, when I think about these things, Shauna, a lot of this we take internally. We make much deeper than it really, really is, but it's how we live our life. Choose to lead. Choose to be a person of vision. Choose to be a person who can solve a problem, and you can lead right from where you are. You don't have to be the top gung-ho. You don't have to be the CEO. You don't have to be the manager. You don't have to be the supervisor. But if you take on a mindset to lead, now you're ready to make something happen, because now you can lead from exactly where you are. You know, when I think about leadership, even in your own life and your own family, you know, and we talk a lot about goals and objectives here at Woman Act Now and encouraging women to be women, you know, with goals, to create their own personal GPS. And so one of the things that I want to encourage you to think about as you are listening to this is that when it comes to leadership, you know, leaders have goals, and that's why you can lead from right where you are. You can lead a classroom. You know, I had an issue with one of our nieces who was having some issues in her school, you know, and one of the comments, the whole class is behaving this way. I said, well, you have to start using different words so that you can start influencing that environment. So when you say words like I'm committed, I'm focused, I'm disciplined, I'm respectful, I'm going to honor the people, now what you're starting to do is lead from right where you are. And so these are some of the principles, I think, that are extremely important for people when we're thinking about managing our opportunities, when we're thinking about excelling and shining in an environment and having the power to lead and taking a different perspective and shifting a paradigm that says, no longer will I be a person who perceives vertical leadership. And that is meaning I've got to be promoted, I've got to accomplish something, I've got to be acknowledged by someone before I perceive myself to be a leader. And leadership power is really about leading right from where you are. The position in your family, the position in your school, the position in your workplace, the position in your relationship. It's really about leading from where you are, having a leadership mentality. And remember I said that to lead, or a leader is a person that provides vision and really motivates people. Every single day of your life, you are going to have an interaction with people, whether it's at a grocery store. See, an act of leadership is you see two lines open, and there are 25 people in the line. An act of leadership says, okay, let's find a solution. You can provide a vision. I am going to find the manager, right? That's providing a vision for other people to see. You've already created hope. The rest of the folks are just complaining and waiting. They're not saying anything, but now you're saying, I'm going to see if I can locate, if you'll save my spot, I'm going to see if I can locate a manager. Okay, go on, go on. And then communicate to that manager in such a way that you can influence, really, their behavior to acknowledge that you have many customers waiting. Is this really how you want to service? And get them to really take action as it relates to your influence. And you don't have to be known. You just have to be a person of action. And so to lead, it's really inspiring others to do better. To do better work, to accomplish more, to take action. Not that you have all the answers, but most people don't take leadership responsibility. You see it all the time. If you ever have watched the program, What Would You Do? That's a good example of people not taking leadership acts, not seeing the power to lead as being a person of action. I often say, you know, when we think about leaders having compassion, compassion is, in my opinion, has more to do with your ability to act, to execute, rather than the way you feel. Many people say they're compassionate because they feel an emotion about something. But to be compassionate is to be with passion. Passion calls you to take action, causes you to pursue a thing, to handle a thing, to want to see something develop here. You don't have the kind of energy that you walk past. If you've ever seen that show, What Would You Do? What you'll notice is they put people in consistent, compromising positions about value, about values. And then you'll see some people rise up to the occasion. Other people take no interest. They don't perceive themselves as having any power to lead. I don't want to get involved. That's kind of what we say. Or this is not my issue. This is because you're not a visionary leader. You're not a person who wants to motivate change. You're not a person that will live up to your value system and take the risk with other people. I mean, you know, you've seen things on the news where people have a person that's been hit in the street and people just walk past them. Nobody does anything. Well, let me call 911. Hello? Okay. The man needs some comfort. He needs somebody to move with some compassion. How about that jacket you have on? Maybe lift up his head or maybe cover him. Maybe he's in, you know? So these are acts of leadership. And when we get to that place, now we're starting to create leaders. When we teach our children to take the risk, do an act of leadership, now we're teaching them how to become a great leader. So when I think of what we're talking about today is the power to lead. How do you get people to act upon your dream? I just had an opportunity to speak with Morgan Dukes, who is the host of the Gospel Express. And in our discussion, we talked about those five things to empower people to act on your dream. That is that you have an ability to influence, to motivate, to follow up, to get other people to really execute on your ideas. When we think about leadership, you know, where are we going? You know, many of us have read the books by John Maxwell. I just recently heard a message that he did at Gateway Church. He talked about attitude. When you think about your attitude, when it's as it relates to your leadership ability, it's an amazing thing. Your attitude is everything in order to lead other people.
Mm-hmm.
I heard two situations, in fact, today, two different types of people
mm-hmm.
who are leaders. And as we were having the discussion, one of the leaders was a leader of a school, and well, actually, both of these two these persons are leaders in an educational capacity.
Okay.
One of them is leading small children, training what do you call it, daycare children,
mm-hmm.
but has no passion. Every day is angry. How is it possible to lead? Very negative behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And what most people fail to realize is, what do followers really think about you?
Yes.
Now, we've been talking about a whole lot of issues today concerning leadership. When I think about it, I mean, there's a whole spiritual perspective going on. I mean, there are many things when we look at our spiritual leadership. In the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
we've had some really big hits in the kingdom of God
mm-hmm.
because of compromised values, compromised integrity, compromised character in our leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think it's time to think about followership.
Mm-hmm.
What are people really, really thinking?
Mm-hmm.
When I thought about, when I think about some of the things that I do just to kind of stimulate my own questions of, you know, how do you know? What are we afraid of? Many of us are afraid to think about followers,
mm-hmm.
to think about the opinion of a follower, to think about the thoughts that followers really have about a particular issue,
mm-hmm.
or the feelings
mm-hmm.
that people are feeling or expressing. We prefer not to know what our followers think in that place of leadership because then we don't have to deal with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's amazing to me about this is that as a great leader, and your ability to have the power to lead is that you have to think about those who are following you. You must know what they think or feel, and that's why we have surveys, that's why we have reviews. But when you think about that in real reality, it is quite a challenge, I might add, when I think about do people really, really want to know what you're thinking.
No, they don't.
The reality is no, not as a leader, because I don't want my feelings hurt. I don't want you telling
right.
me anything that's going to, you know.
Contrary to what I believe or how.
Yeah,
how
or my system.
Yeah.
Or my system. I don't want you messing up my system.
That's right.
And so I think this area of leadership and the power to lead, in my opinion, is a very simple process. Lead from where you are. Do acts of leadership. That means you have to take the risk to have compassionate upon a particular situation
mm-hmm.
to bring vision to it, to motivate others to solve a problem. Otherwise, why do we need you to lead?
Mm-hmm.
Because the problem is 87% of us are not problem solvers. 3% of us are. But I want to be a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be a person that is a person of a teachable spirit, open-minded, willing to be corrected, can accept criticism, learning how to hear criticism, you know, as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you know what, just don't take it that deeply.
Yeah.
That second leader I want to talk about today that I heard about is a woman who behaves like the people who follow her. And she is only in leadership because it is by position and not by what she's earned. And that's the worst kind, is to have to be in leadership because of your position rather than creating the relationships of permission, having people follow you because of what, you know, because of what they want, or to reposition them because it's relational.
Yes.
The next one is production. People follow because of what you have done for an organization. You have held the highest possible good up for other people. You have done, you've been a great example. We're winning because of you. So people naturally want to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the part of leadership where you develop other people. People follow because of what you have done for them personally.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to that place, they want to be like you. They want to reproduce like you. They want to emulate you. They want to be mentored by you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that place of personal development, what we call our level four of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And level five is personhood, and this is the one that I love. Is personhood is people follow because of who you are and what you represent. They respect you, and you've earned this,
mm-hmm.
this respect. It is not because of your position, because you have a right to lead because of who you are or because of your position, but by the nature of your behavior, of developing relationships, focusing on results, finding people who you can invest in to reproduce, ultimately you will gain the respect of people wanting to be in relationship with you and wanting to follow because of what you do for them personally.
That's good.
And that's a really high level of leadership. So we want to thank all of our listeners and our viewers who are watching us today. If you want to join our conversation, we want to encourage you to call
6402. Again, that number is 718-664-6402.
So that you can join the conversation. And this is Coach Anna and Shauna as we are talking about the power to lead today. I want to, before we take a break and invite you to our show today, I want to just share those five things to empower others to act on your dream. Because as a leader, we're consistently trying to motivate other people to act on our behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And number one is that you must communicate your vision with clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Clarity is so important. Clarity gets the assignment right. Clarity empowers others
mm-hmm.
to take the proper action, literally. And most of us fail in that place of really clarifying what we need others to do. So you're always kind of spending that time redoing, repeating, repositioning, re-expecting something from that individual. So if you'll take a moment to really clarify and communicate your vision so that a person is clear about what you want, that's extremely important. Number two, in order to empower others to act on your dream, you have to know the skill levels and aspirations of others who will help you do what you want. Listen carefully to that. Is that you have to know the skill levels and aspirations. Most people just know the skill level, but they don't know the aspiration of a person that you're trying to get on your team to fulfill your dream, your vision.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a leader, it's important that I've always been of this mindset that corporate destiny is important, but personal destiny is equally important.
Mm-hmm.
Personal destiny is actually converted into personal aspirations. It's what I aspire to do in spite of the big microcosm, the macrocosm of this experience I'm in, this organization I'm in. It's the small part of wanting to add value to my life, value to my work, value to my relationships in my own personal way. So I think as a leader, it's important that you understand skill sets. But you must also understand aspirations so that you can really align and really get to know people, because what you're saying to them is your dream matters too. And I can't account for the many leaders I have met along the way whose dream was so important that no one else's dream matters.
Mm-hmm.
that if you cannot work on my dream, you can't work on my idea or my baby, or fully understand and embrace that, this is probably not the right place, this is probably not the right season, this is probably not, you know, this isn't going to work out. And they don't even know your dream. They're just putting it out there up front. And I'm not in agreement with that type of leadership. I'm in agreement with understanding the aspirations of others and trying to find a synergy so that as we do what we do, because I know that part of people, and I know that when I was in systems, other people's systems, you know, that there was always that part of my own passion, my own experience that wanted to win too. So when you think about this and you think about your position as a leader or your mindset as a leader, no matter what position you're in, it's important that you know the skill levels and the aspirations of others who will help you do, remember, this is about your dream, to help you do what you want. Number three is articulate your confidence. You're going to hear this in two ways. One is articulate your confidence in the ability of others to do what you ask of them. Now, it's important that you say, you know, I'm fully confident that you can get this done. What are the tools you need? What are the resources? What can I do to help this happen for you? But articulate, I'm so glad that you're here, you're able, you can do this. So now that's important when it comes to getting people to act on your dream. You know, if you got people on your boards, you got people who are helping you with a business plan, you have to articulate with confidence. Many leaders communicate with a lack of confidence, which means that they give you an assignment they're really not sure because they're holding on to your past track record. And so you constantly live in that cycle. So how do you break that cycle? Well, you start to articulate with confidence in the ability of others to do what you ask them to do. And what I say that I'm saying is that you have to say things in such a way, or you have to act, your attitude, the way your body language, is that you're communicating that a person has the ability and you're confident in their ability to do the job. I'm so glad you're on my team because I know you can handle this. You know, it gives people that confidence to be able to run with what you have asked them to do because you've explained it, you have clarity about it, it's something that you know that they can act upon. But people need that extra shove, you know, that extra encouragement to say you can do it. Number four is communicate your confidence that people can execute as a team. That part is important. And I think what's really interesting about that portion of leadership is that when we have people, whether it's one, two, or three, the team part of this is always seems like the most difficult part, is trying to get people to truly understand that they are a part of a team. It means that when one wheel is not working well, the entire system is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think about getting people to do what I want them to do or to act or to empower others to act on my dream, it is communicating confidence that we are a team. And when you don't hear those kinds of words or you don't hear people communicating like a team, then you know maybe it's time to move on, maybe it's time to reposition, maybe it's time to reconsider, maybe I'm not in the right place, maybe I'm not doing what I really think I should be doing, but it's time to take a look at that because teamwork is important. And as a leader, we're constantly trying to make sure that every part of this is a smooth running machine. It's that we can't do this alone. And that's amazing about life and work is that many of the things that we do, we really can't do alone if we are indeed a part of a system. Because a system is anything with more than one moving part. So if you have more than one moving part, for example, this pen has more than one moving part. So guess what? It is a system. If it was one solid piece, then it's not a system. But if it has more than one moving part, It is a system. How many parts are moving on you personally? You are indeed a system. If you're married to someone, you're in a relationship, is there more than one moving part? You know, if you have an idea, you have a service, is more than one moving part, meaning that more than one opinion, more than one action, then it's a system. It's no longer an independent thinker, no longer an independent doer. A leader cannot run an organization or run a relationship without the other moving parts. Otherwise, he's not leading. Where is he going? He has no influence. And so when I think about that, number five is to delegate responsibility. And these are certainly not principles that you've never heard before, but they are principles to continue to help us to be better at who we are. And so to delegate responsibility, avoid micromanagement, and follow up. Follow up comes from both parties. Most times we feel is, you know, one of the challenges, you receive an assignment, but you don't follow up to say it's completed. Or you don't follow up to say these are the results. Or you don't follow up. So leadership works both ways. Mm-hmm. It works from empowering people to do that, but also being a person who follows up to say, okay, what are the results? Are you currently working on that? Are you currently executing that? You know, if a person has told you they're going to do something or you've asked for something, you got to go back and follow up with people. I know oftentimes in volunteerism, it is probably, you get great people to volunteer, mm-hmm. but most people feel powerless with a volunteer, mm-hmm. meaning that I am not sure how to approach this person. They said they were going to do it, but they're volunteering. They're not getting paid. Mm-hmm. So follow-up is extremely important, but I think when you set up a culture of leadership that has those accountabilities, mm-hmm. even in a volunteering type of way, you can still manage to develop some of these same principles of delegating that responsibility, mm-hmm. trying not to micromanage them, but also following up and making sure that those things are executed. So I want to just take 1 second, and we have take a minute to invite our Do It Girl of the Month to our show today. Is she currently on the line, Shauna?
Yes.
But before we do that, I want to take just a short break with one of our Power Up moments.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's topic, manage opportunity.
Have you ever been given a project and you had that thought, why are they giving this to me? You should see that new assignment as an opportunity to shine. An opportunity is defined as a favorable combination of circumstances, time, and place. And when we manage every opportunity, regardless of its significance, it will provide a chance or an opening for something greater to occur in your life. So manage your opportunities well. The rewards will be worth it.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
Hello, everybody. This is Coach Anna McCoy. Welcome back to Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna and Shauna. We want to invite our Do It Girl to the call, Ms. Roz Knighton, and she has really been doing it. She is also the WAN prayer leader, currently works for FedEx, is an incredible jewel and an incredible blessing to this organization. So, Roz, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, I need you to talk up just a little bit or talk more into your receiver so that we can hear you a little bit better. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Been missing you. Is this better?
Oh, that's much better, much better. So I'm excited about really your part in Woman Act Now, and you have really, really grown as an individual, as a woman of purpose, a woman with vision, and also as a leader in Woman Act Now. I want to talk just a little bit about your journey to leadership. You know, oftentimes we're probably not thinking of certain things, but then opportunities come, and we have an opportunity to just step into that. And so You stepped into this place of leadership in Woman Act Now as a Woman Act Now prayer leader, a power agent. So tell us about that journey.
Wow. I started in 2009 with Woman Act Now. And I remember my first time coming to the table conversation and just being overwhelmed with thoughts and a lot of stuff that was going on. And as I continued to do the journey that led me to the point of being asked to become a prayer leader, I was molding and growing and pruning as the vine dresser would prune the vine and was just growing. And at a point of where I almost was about to give up because I didn't have belief in the changes that were taking place in me, I received a call from Shauna, and she said, "Hey, Coach, and I want to know about you being a prayer warrior." And after I thought about it, I realized that I had lost my focus, but someone saw something that was very endearing to me and asked me to be a leader. So I became a leader a year ago, and I at that point I was even blessed because there was one morning where because you, Coach, you do so many things and there were so many ladies on the call, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, "Just take over the call. This is not about the women that come to the call, is about giving praise to the Father." So I just took lead. I said, "You guys, you know, Coach has been instilling in us how to lead, and I'm jumping out there. I love prayer. I'm not sure what to do, but we've listened to this venue many times. So let's talk. Let's, you know, who has a concern? Who has a prayer request?" And I just moved forward with it that way. But it's been very enlightening to me. I've understood to come to a place of celebration and not toleration. And it's just been very rewarding because you pull out leadership. You've taken time from your own dreams and goals, and you take time with us. So that's where I am when I came to the floor for prayer leader.
Wow. I think that's just phenomenal in the sense of releasing people. You know, when I think about Velda Turnley, who is also another one of our prayer leaders, and how did we come, when we think about how did we come to this place of really determining or defining who might be those individuals? You know how we came? Shauna probably does know better than I I do. I remember talking about it, but share with us, how did we come to make a decision about leadership in that area?
Well, we were talking about a number of the calls, and when we started talking about the prayer call, Roz and Velda were the most frequent on the call. They honored the call, and they participated in the call itself.
Mm-hmm.
And over a consistent period of time. And we talked, as we were talking about the calls, you said, "You know, Shauna," and this is on several occasions, you said, "You know, Shauna, leaders emerge."
Yes.
They will come. They will come, and all we have to do is just sit and watch, but they will emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the two that emerged to the top. Because when we began to talk about the prayer call,
yes,
those were the first two off of your mouth. You said, "Well, give those two a call. What do you think about give those two a call and see if they'd be willing to lead in that area for us." And they did exactly what was on your heart, or what you thought they would do was accept immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how they came to our minds as it relates to being the
leader.
Prayer leader.
So, again, that really confirms what we've been talking about on this program today, are acts of leadership. And these women, you know, one thing about Roz consistently, even as I was leading these prayers, consistently encouraged me. She'd send me a text. She'd call afterwards. She'd do different things that made me perceive her as a leader, as a person who really had a heart for this and had a heart for prayer. She was very, very consistent in her prayer, in her language of prayer, even just talking, but her language was one that said, "I have a heart for it." And then when I think about Velda, the other person who said her first action in Woman Act Now was to pray, even at a time where we were not, the organization itself really wasn't open to we didn't want to become like having a church service, so to speak. So we're very careful how we gathered, in that this is a gathering place, but not falling into the same habits of church, you know, in a service and what you expect and how you behave. It was really more of an addressing and trying to communicate and create a dialogue with each other. But her first act, and I didn't really know her. She had just come. It was her first day coming to one of these meetings. And she just like, somebody's got to pray for this vision. And so I knew that she had a heart for intercession just from that initial time. But it was a long time before she actually emerged as that leader. So, Roz, I want to come back to you, and I want to ask you this question about how did you hear about Woman Act Now?
I heard about Woman Act Now at a function when you were doing JBAS. I think it was still kind of in a conception kind of mode, watching you teach about finances and talking about, woman, you need to act now, and the credit card was available at that time. You hadn't moved into the Dallas area, but there was a period and a season where I was into another project, but then ran into you again and was just delighted to see you. And when I found out about it, I was beat by something. I was like, how did I miss the onset and the grand opening of this? But for such a time as this, when I did find out about it, it was a good time of me accepting and going in without fear to know, because I know how you are with individuals, because you pull out things when we don't even know it or believe it in ourselves. And if I had have come in any time earlier, I think it would have been like the butterfly and taking the butterfly out of the cocoon. So when I came in 2009, that was the right time, and then almost a year later, I was still battling with, you know, the mindset and giving up. And it wasn't nothing against Woman Act Now. It was me dealing with my own mindset and myself. And I knew that prayer was a passion for me, but now out of many things in my life, I see now a sense of true leadership for something that I had passion for. And that's where I went into my focus. And the focus, F meant for me, is find your passion.
I
thank you for seeing that in me. And because you are such a giver and an advocate of Jesus Christ, you pull out so much. And that's how I come. I know that your visions grow because you continue to pull out leaders.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. You know, Roz, I really appreciate that. And when I think about, oftentimes as a leader, and I will speak to this as a leader of Woman Act Now, and as a leader, we're consistently, I want to be a, you know, and this is my declaration, is being, I am a woman who is a leader in the area, you know, and I practice integrity, I practice character, I practice leadership in the marketplace. It's kind of a part of my, well, it certainly is a part of our Woman Act Now covenant that I've shared with others. And one of the things I think many leaders feel or express is really wanting to know if their leadership is effective.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we could probably misread based on people's responses or lack of. We can misread people's progress, perhaps because we don't hear feedback. Not that we open ourselves up or we accept it, but I think for me, when I hear your story, when I heard just what you shared, and getting to a place where you value your time, and you've been with us, you know, since a couple of years now, so that you value what we bring. That does a leader well, you know, and to see that others are, what is that? That part of leadership that has to do with personal development, that you begin to look into the eyes of people around you. You begin to really seed into the personal life of people that are in your circles of influence,
yes.
You know, and we say, well, you can't do everybody. Well, if they're in your circle, you ought to be able to do them. Do you see what I'm saying? Because, I mean,
yeah.
All of our little circles, our worlds of influence are fairly small. And then to see that we're getting to a place of mutual respect, mutual leadership in each other's lives, and valuing. See, a part of honor, what is so awesome, the word honor also means weight.
Yes.
So when you honor a person, how much weight do you give to their words? Do you give to the relationship? Do you give to, you know, what you share together?
Yes.
And so the more we grow together with the people that we're in relationship with, who are either followers or leaders, and I respect every single woman who is a part of Woman Act now as a leader. Okay, I'm a leader of leaders, and that's really what I am, or a trainer of trainer, or a coach of coaches, you know, but I perceive every single woman who is a part of this organization as a leader, and I'm consistently trying to look into the heart of that woman to say, where is your expertise? If it's a mother, if it's a sister, if it's working, if it's typing, what is that expertise? And that is what we pursue in getting that out of the heart of a woman in this organization. So that leads me to a great question, or Shauna, to a great question, number four that we have for you.
Well, Roz, I know you can share a whole bunch about this, or I hope you can, is what do you enjoy the most about being a part of Woman Act Now?
Being a part of Woman Act Now is definitely a place of celebration. And even when there are pitfalls in our lives or things that are going on, we have a conscious state of mind that puts us back into a celebratory type of environment so that we can push on and not be in the mud waddling like a little pig. So I like that. Another thing that I like, which you guys know, I call the WAN website the treasure chest. And I, Coach, I just happened to go back. I looked back at the Do It Girl function, and I remember the first time when we had started this, and it was December 2009. And Juanita, we were racing, battling. And because she has the Just Do It, we were probably neck and neck, and I was just ahead, but she got up in the middle of the night. We had both 6,000 points.
That's
and she
right.
pushed it up to about 6,700 just in the night because, you know, she worked night anyway. So that was an opportunity. But it made me think how we take a moment to maximize opportunities when it's given to us. What do we really do with that time? But it was really exciting going back. So I had a little bit of memory lane going back on that as we went through. Another thing is the special events. See the Dream was very, very, very wonderful and a blessing to me because that and many other venues that I've been in with you, you and Shauna served us. So even though we were working on the dream of Woman Act Now, you still heard our dreams, you heard our viewpoints, you heard our sides, and that's what built up the power of 2011, power centers and flap doodling and working together. And the main thing about it is that because we know, and I remember a teaching that Dr. Richmond did when I got, you know, got to serve and just volunteer, that the most important currency is relationships. And when people work together and understand that everyone has their right to have a perception, but if we can work together, what is the solution? And as you mentioned some things about John Maxwell, he talks about that attitude thing, and that he has about six steps that takes you into the attitude. And people don't really understand that with the attitude, you will be able to evolve the leaders. The leaders will come, and we have to understand when it's time to lead and when it's time to follow.
Right. Right, that's good. Go ahead.
Rob, I thought you were going to say your favorite part was watching me do the cabbage patch. What happened to you, girl?
That's another thing. But, you know, Coach is teaching me, too. You know, and you are too, Shauna, because you guys know I get really excited. I'll keep talking and talking and talking, and I'll just think everybody understands what I'm saying. But you guys, I want you guys to know, and Shauna, for those who are watching, and I can see you right now, girl, do that cabbage patch for me.
That's right.
That cabbage patch.
So when we think about this, I think it was great when you talk about attitude. And when I heard you say that, it really sparked in me. When I say lead from where you are, leadership is an attitude.
Yes.
You know, it's something that just, you know, rises up in you. It's and I always say that word compassion keeps coming back to me is because Jesus was moved with compassion upon a lot of different people. And when you think about that, when he came into a room, he came into a crowd, he was moved with compassion for the people who sat there all day and listening, but they had no food. So his compassion was not his sympathy. His compassion was not his feelings. His compassion was to bring about a change in that moment.
Yes.
It was to bring about an action to stir up, because even his disciples came, well, we don't, this is all we have. This is surely not enough to feed everybody.
Right.
But his compassion was about action.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think about leadership, it is a spirit of action to be moved with compassion for people. And in fact, one of the situations that occurred today is we had a young lady, and we were talking to her who was having leadership, really a leadership issue. And so I said, let me pray with you before you go into this meeting. And I want to pray that you are master of your emotions. And then I prayed for the person she was meeting with, who was her the director of this program. And I began to pray that the Lord would give this woman wisdom in her leadership. He would give her compassion to lead these young women, compassion to move with the proper action, you know, on their part. And so when I think about that, it's just so phenomenal. I want to invite one of our callers at 791-5718. Welcome to the show. How are you today? Hello, are you there? 817-791. Well,
yes,
okay then.
Coach. How you doing, Coach?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is Fern. I just wanted to commend you guys. I haven't had a lot of time to get on the call because I've been working a lot. But everything that I've learned from Wynn has really, really just made a magnificent change in my life. What I really have been working on more than anything is just decluttering, and not just decluttering things in my home, but things in my mind, things in my life. And I have seen a dramatic change from just taking on some of the information that you have given me and applying it to my life. And the Wynn website was very, very helpful for me. I learned so much. And it just didn't help me. It helped me get along better with my kids, my husband. I'm much more of a team player now because I wasn't really much of a team player before I joined Wynn. And now that I'm back at work, even my coworkers, that I worked with these guys 2 years before, previously. So when I came back this time, I was much more of a team player and just getting there and just being more of a listener and a helper. You know, and I learned those things from Wynn because I was always a very aggressive, but I always did things by myself. And but since I've been back, when I start being a part of Wynn and talking to some of the ladies in Wynn, and you know, them reaching out to me and helping me, you know, get myself together, I brought those same things to into my workplace. And because of that, I have managed to be like one of the top salespersons in the company, because I have been applying the things that I learned from Wynn.
Wow.
And I'm just going to tell you, thank you, Coach. Thank you, Shauna. Even Ross, you know, Ross sent me text. She doesn't just pray on the Wynn calls, Coach. She literally calls and pray with you or send you texts asking, are you okay? Call me so I can pray for you. And it's just a blessing to have a group of women that just love you, you know, because, you know, that's what's in their heart. And I just want to commend you, Coach, that you have done a magnificent job. And I pray for Wynn all the time, and I pray that more women will have an opportunity to join Wynn because you actually have a heart for women. And I just want to tell you thank you so much. And I'll say this, and then I'll get off the line. I was sharing with my husband. I said, this is amazing to me for Coach to be in the status that she is and her to treat every person like a person. You know, for her to love every person like a person, never look down on a person, never judge them, you know, just embrace them, love them, help you pull the things out of you that's going to help you get better and grow. And I know a lot of women, Coach, but I have to commend you, a true woman of God. And I thank you for just taking your time out to say, hey, Fern, you can do A, B, C, X, Y, Z. And, you know, these are the things you need to do that to accomplish your goal. And the group of women that you have working around you, they are awesome women. And I thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Fern.
Thank you, Fern.
Thank you. And we send the blessing of the Lord upon you, girl.
Oh,
go ahead. Go ahead. Just do it. You can do it.
Yes,
and we got
can.
Your message concerning your son, and we're in continuous prayer for your
yes,
emotions
ma'am.
And for your mental attitude about this. And I was so happy to hear from you on that issue. So I just want to commend
you.
To keep moving forward, girl. That's all it is. Every now and then we idle. That's what I've come to know, is we put our cars on idle. You
yes.
put your car on idle and see how long it'll run before it go off?
I'm sure you
I mean,
have.
Especially if it's
okay.
an old one.
Especially the people, it does run out of gas and stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this going to do? You know, leave it to me. You know, I want to try the system. So I'm telling you, if you're going to do that, I want to see how many hours it's going to run. Just run. How fast it'll. It ain't going nowhere, but I just want to see how long it's going to run. And eventually it runs out of gas. So every now and then, when you're on idle, you run out of gas, then you know where you can get your fill up, baby girl. We are right here, never judgmental, always open to meet you right where you are. So I just want you to remember that, and I know that you know that money is never an option here and should never, ever, ever, ever be the barrier to you picking up the phone, ever.
Okay.
All
hey,
right?
Coach.
Love you. Thank you for joining
us. I love you, too.
Thank you, Fern.
You're welcome. I love
you know,
the whole call.
Fern brought up a couple of things. We only have a couple more minutes left, but I want to remind you about that whole idea of connect working. I was at an event, and again, they're still talking about this networking, you know, how to network and position yourself. And I want to re-encourage you ladies as a part of your leadership mentality and that attitude that you carry is to remember to connect work is to have a mindset or a giving mentality. You will never outgive. You will never have the opportunity to outgive. And to every time you give to someone, you're making a deposit.
Yes.
And it will always return to you. Mm-hmm. That there's marketplace space for you and me. That if you know, there are times that we need to compete. But when it comes to encouraging the very best of who we are, that's not the place to do it. And when you see people, you want to let them know, honey, we can do it together. Or there's plenty of space. How can I support you? There's marketplace space for each of us. Now, go on and do your real estate. I'm going to do mine. If I can't do it, I want to figure out how we can do it together, or maybe it's something you can handle for us. But we don't walk into an environment with a competitive spirit. Be your authentic self. And that's what's so beautiful about the Women of Woman Act now, is we're all really getting to know ourselves, and we're starting to like who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is listen with intention. When you're in those environments, listen for what people need. I had the opportunity on the ship to ask that young man, what are you in need of? To hear, to listen with an intention, so that whatever I had to give, to honor, to support, whatever it is, and I gave him my phone number, call me up, you need to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not unreachable. Do you understand? And so listen with intention so that you can supply something of value. And then connect with your resources. I love that last one, is finding a way to find something of value in your life to share it with someone else. And so I want to thank our guest today, Roz Knighton, who is our Do It Girl of the Month. And you might be hearing from her on the last few questions we have on next month, because she is really kicking it, ladies.
Yes, she is.
I think she might be our doer girl.
Yes, she's shining bright, right at the top.
Right at the top.
Right,
so you got a lot of work. I mean, she's got like 80% ahead of the next person.
She's trying to make sure that fabulous picture stays exactly.
Oh, yeah, and it is fabulous. Not to mention she's trying to intimidate the rest of y'all. She's so far out there ahead that you don't even want to think about catching
it's
up.
True.
But go ahead, Roz. Why don't you give us some closing remarks?
My closing remarks is that to remember that you are God's priority, and you can focus on that. And the F means find your passion. The O means outreach and extend. C is create an environment of celebration. U is utilize your resources and others. And S is seek the Lord always.
Wow, that's beautiful. And I want to encourage all of those who are listening. You're a member of Woman Act Now. We're featuring Roz's blog, God's Priority System, on the front page. So I want to encourage you to go back and listen to some of those because they're quite encouraging because you are his priority system. And you've been listening to Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna
and Shauna Stower.
And Shauna, you can close us out if you have any announcements.
Be sure to visit us at www.womanactnow.com. And visit us here again next week. We'll have some more guests coming to you as we continue our Power of Leadership for the month. You're loved and appreciated, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks again, Coach.
You're welcome. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.